Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So a story that's consumed the entire South Africa was, of course, the Gupta role in state capture. We know that billions of dollars, not rands, dollars, flowed out of our country in illicit deals that were allegedly laundered by the Guptas and to the benefit of the Guptas and their enablers. Now they have been arrested and should be getting extradited to South Africa to stand trial, but it seems like there has been some or other holdup. Joining us to make sense of all of this is Pumelelo Zikalala, who's the founding director at Zikalala Pty Limited. Very good morning, Pumelelo.
Good morning to
you. Pumelelo, let's just kick straight into it. Why was the extradition of the Guptas delayed?
I think that's the question that we should be asking the department, is to say, why did you wait so long in order for you to compile a particular application? Why did they have to wait when these particular cases have been going on for quite some time? Let's remember that it's in a dairy farm. It's been to court a number of times. And therefore, there have been people that have been given bail. So the question would be, why delaying in terms of getting them here, and why is it taking so long? So I think that's the question in which the department should ask. But we should applaud them in terms of saying, at least they are attempting to do something in making sure that these alleged individuals come back and they're able to answer to this particular allegation.
So look, the allegations are serious, and to extradite somebody into the country is not easy. You would have expected that there are counterparts that are appointed who have powers of representation in the UAE who will be able to bring these people back in terms of the representations they make to the courts. Now, I always think about the Shweni Dewani case. The people that were appointed by the NPA to make representations on their behalf to the British courts were able to convince the British courts to extradite Dewani to South Africa. Unfortunately, that case fell flat when it got to South Africa and Dewani was acquitted, which was a lot of people consider it an injustice. For me, the hardest part of that case would have been proving to the British court that he had a case to answer to in South Africa, which is why it would have been a foregone conclusion that Shweni Dewani had in fact murdered his wife. But be that as it may, when you're talking about an issue of state capture and the magnitude of monies that flowed, one would have expected that the state anticipated at a stage that they would be applying for the extradition of the Guptas and therefore being prepared. They say being forewarned is forearmed. So just like the Guptas were preparing their defense and trying to find a country that would host them while they were on the run, South Africans should have been prepared in respect of the representations they're going to be making to the courts in the UAE. So do you think perhaps the NPA has fallen short in this regard?
Yeah, I agree with you. I fully agree with you in this instance. Maybe even going further in terms of saying the State Capture Commission started 2 years ago. So already there were certain allegations that have been stated. So after the end of the first year, you would have heard that at the end of the day, there is something which is pointing towards them and they need to answer to this particular allegation. Worse, when you have an active case number, people that have been arrested which are appearing in court. Now, the question would be, why didn't the case back then, regardless of the fact that they haven't even been arrested or they didn't know where they were. I said, the second part is that look at the choice of the country that has been used. Now, with the UAE, we do have some sort of an agreement, but it's not a concrete agreement because it's justified. So there's no obligation on them in order to hand over the Gupta brothers to African authorities. They still need negotiations that need to be there. It makes it a bit harder when you then go to court, because you then need to convince the court that they need to receive a fair trial. Just remember that the process of their trial, or is the only duty, is not to distinguish whether they are guilty or not, but it lingers around the concept of a fair trial. Now, if you look into our media space and look at the utterances that have been uttered by certain politicians, utterances that have been stated by even judges on within the State Capture Commission, why one would even wonder whether they will be not branded or attach the status of guilty to the Gupta brothers before they've even answered on those particular allegations. I think that's one of the points in which they are going to stand on and say, if you send that to South Africa, we are not going to receive a fair trial. A perfect way of looking at it, just look at the media articles and all the negative attributes that have been given to us. So at the end of the day, we don't want to go back because there will be no fair trial. look at the manner in which they've been handling this whole process. Please save us by not allowing us to go back to South Africa.
Pumulelo, thank you so much for your insights into the Gupta extradition process.
Thank you very much for hosting.
Mpumelelo Zikalala is the founder and director of Zikalala Pty Limited. He and I have shared the podium before in our discussions regarding the Senzo Meyiwa case. And he, of course, is also sharing his legal opinion in respect of the extradition process with the Guptas.